From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is renewing his call for Senate action on the New START treaty with Russia. Mr. Obama explains a verification that's being opposed by Republican critics of the agreement.
In the absence of START, without the New START treaty being ratified by the Senate, we do not have a verification mechanism to ensure that we know what the Russians are doing, and they don't know what we're doing. And when you have uncertainty in the area of nuclear weapons, that's a much more dangerous world to live in.
After a White House meeting with former Secretary of State Colin Powell, Mr. Obama and Powell said Republican lawmakers are okay on the issue. The president is hoping the Senate will approve the deal within the coming weeks. NPR News has learned that Massey Energy is shutting down its coal mine in Kentucky. An explosion at a mine owned by Massey in West Virginia killed 29 men earlier this year. NPR's Howard Berkish reports that the government's action against Massey Kentucky site is the toughest ever.
The Labor Department hauled Massey Energy into federal court, referring to the company's Freedom Mine No. 1 as so dangerous a judge's intervention was required. But now Massey Energy confirms to NPR it is shutting down the Kentucky mine. That would seem to make moot the Labor Department's first-ever attempt to have a federal court seize control of a coal mine. The agency touted the move as part of a get-tough effort in the wake of April's deadly explosion at Massey's Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia. Massey says it will keep some of Freedom's miners busy removing equipment from the mine. The rest will be transferred to other mines. In a statement, Massey says it still believes the mine is safe, but that its size and age present safety challenges. In fact, two dangerous rockfalls occurred at the mine just last week. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Amazon.com has stopped hosting WikiLeaks on its servers amidst growing controversy over the site's exposure of secret government documents. More from NPR's Laura Seidel.
Although Amazon is most known for being an online retail store, it has a growing web business hosting companies that pay to use its massive servers. WikiLeaks moved to Amazon when its Swedish site was attacked. But after news reports brought the Amazon arrangement to the attention of Senator Joseph Lieberman, his staff contacted Amazon. Lieberman is calling on any company that is hosting WikiLeaks to terminate its relationship with the site. WikiLeaks obtained access and made public scores of internal U.S. State Department communications, some of which were classified and embarrassing to world leaders. WikiLeaks is under criminal investigation for the leaks. After Amazon servers stopped hosting the site, it was unavailable for several hours until it moved back over to its Swedish host. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Asian shares are sharply higher. Stocks are higher in Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Tokyo. This is NPR News. A jury in Delaware has awarded $30 million in compensatory damages to a man who says he was sexually abused by a priest during the 1960s. The jury also found St. Elizabeth's Church in Wilmington liable. It is the first time that a local parish has been found to have some responsibility in a sexual abuse case. The jury deliberations begin next week in a punitive phase of the case. The defendant, Francis DeLuca, is now 80 years old. He was defrocked in 2008 after serving 60 days in a New York jail for repeatedly molesting an 18-year-old relative. Sales are up for the General Motors in Asia, and there's more good news for the Detroit-based company. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautau reports, its South Korean unit says it will fully repay nearly $1 billion in debt by next week.
In a statement, a spokesman for General Motors Daewoo says this action reflects the company's strong financial performance. The fourth largest automaker in South Korea borrowed the money under a revolving credit facility with Korea Development Bank. The president of GM Korea says full repayment of the credit facility will decrease the company's future borrowing cost. For the last 11 months, GM Daewoo sold more than 680,000 vehicles. That's a jump of 33% from last year. GM controls 70% of the company, and the bank has a 17% stake. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Tobacco giant R.J. Reynolds is getting pressure to drop a promotion for Camel cigarettes that's said to appeal to young people. The Break Free Adventure campaign displays attractive destinations on special cigarette packs. The Association of Attorneys General thinks it violates a 1998 agreement. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.